Ready to master yourself, live your mission, and manifest a purposeful, soul-aligned life? Want to charge premium for your gifts as a healer or a mentor? If you keep hitting limiting beliefs or unsure how to magnetize those high-ticket clients for your services, then this is a place for you. Welcome to Eugenia Oganova on a Mission podcast, where we decode self-mastery, help you step into your sovereign authority, and create true agency in your life. For spiritual entrepreneurs, we dive into sustainable marketing and clear messaging that attracts premium clients with ease. Tune in for tangible tools to become self-masterful, expand your vibratory range, grow your impact-driven business, scale with soul design, and elevate the human collective. And here is why you want to listen to me. I've taught over 100 courses to thousands of students across 27 countries. I've been featured in over 100 podcasts and publications. I've mentored hundreds of spiritual coaches and healers on sustainable, soul-led entrepreneurship. I am a self-made multimillionaire and an internationally best-selling author of 4 books. It's time to break through perceived limits and claim what's truly possible for you. Hey, hey, I'm so glad to be here. And today we're going to talk about the magic of manifesting what you want. Isn't that the coolest thing ever, that you actually are able to bring into this reality something that is so soul aligned, that feels so true in your being, in connection with your soul work, with what you're meant to do here, with your business, with your personal development? So we're going to talk about the magic of manifesting what you desire and some sabotaging patterns that might be in the way that are actually directing your energy incorrectly. That applies to your business, that applies to your internal well-being, your health, your wealth, how much flow of money into your life, flow of amazing clients into your business, and so on. You know that you meant for bigger things. I'm sure that you're the type of person, like, if you're here, if you're paying attention to improving yourself, improving your business, creating something new, you got that internal knowing that, like, okay, I'm supposed to do something big here on this planet in this lifetime. Your reality on the material plane, though, might not be quite matching, or your bank account might not be quite matching that vision. That's okay, but that's also something that shows you that, like, okay, there's some course correcting steps that you might need to take in order to make that happen. Maybe you're generating awesome income. Maybe you just had a $100,000 launch. Maybe you had $10,000 months. Maybe you had whatever it is that for your business is really, really great. And then maybe it kind of went down and now you're having not so great months. That's okay. But that fluctuation is something that is actually correctable. Because I'm sure when you're in vision, whatever it is you want to manifest, you're not necessarily, you know, wanting this up and down thing, right? I mean, nobody does. You don't want to sometimes have money, sometimes not. Sometimes have amazing clients, sometimes not. Sometimes have your programs filled and amazing sold out launch and sometimes not. Like, we usually want certain level of consistency and continuity that feels good. So that is the internal component that is actually part of manifesting consistency. You know you're doing your soul work, like whatever it is that you're doing in your life and in your business, it's something that internally is aligned. It is the message, the gift, the whatever it is that you meant to bring to the world. And you know that you're really great at what you do because I'm sure your clients tell you, right? So as a coach, as a healer, as a leader, as a health professional, whatever it is that you're bringing to the people, you care deeply about it and it matters. But you probably get stuck in emotional processing, right? It's like, you know that this thing you're bringing through is really big and really important and all that. And then you kind of like overthink it and get stuck in, but what if this, then, and so on. You know, like maybe somebody doesn't return your call and you take it personally and you think, oh, it must be something about me. Maybe you just had this amazing sales conversation with somebody and they said, okay, I'm going to think about it. And you let them go. But now you're wondering, oh, I didn't say something right or whatever. So all those emotional processing and overthinking pieces, a lot of times they are not actually helping you manifest the very thing you want. In fact, they sabotage it. There is a correct way of doing processing that actually helps you clean up the issue and get to the next level of yourself. That's called self-mastery. And then there is an incorrect type of processing when you just get stuck in going in circles over and over and over. So if this is something that happens to you sometimes when you end up in a mental or emotional circle, you know, like, oh, it's about me. Oh, I should have said this. Oh, I must have missed that. Like, whatever it is, what's your emotional or mental circle? Everybody has some version of that. Most human beings, especially if you're a coach and you're running your own business, yeah, you're going to have some of those circles. So that is part of how we can sabotage the manifesting process of whatever it is that we want to bring into the third dimension here and have it show up in our business, like amazing premium level clients or a filled program or sold out lunch and so on. You know that you're great at what you do because you get, you know, notes from your clients, like they sending you love and they telling you, oh, this was so amazing. This advice you gave me is just so awesome. And then you're probably wondering like, okay, this is nice, but, and whatever, like fill the blank. Maybe how do I get more clients like this? How do I quantum leap my business to the next level? Maybe you're looking for some strategy or something that you think you're missing. Maybe it's internal. Maybe you think like, oh, I need to clean up all this internal stuff. And only then can I finally be wealthy or finally be successful in my business. Does that sound like you? All those components are misconceptions. And it makes sense. I mean, we've all been programmed that we can only get somewhere when we earn it. But that's actually not true. You don't have to earn abundance. Abundance is something that is your right, your divine birthright. It's given to you by the universe, right? Just like unconditional love. But we're not running around saying like, oh, I just love myself unconditionally at all times. That's because we got issues, right? So same thing with abundance. We sabotage our own perception of what's available by our own misconceptions and entrapments. Like we really forget that abundance is the birthright. You literally meant to have it if you allow yourself to open up and get it. There are, of course, material plane components to it. So I'm not one of those coaches that's going to tell you like, oh, meditate and somehow magic will just happen. No, it's about this amazing soul alignment. But of course, it's also about strategy and correct soul alignment action. Without action, nothing happens in the third dimension. You can have all the amazing abundance in the 5D sitting right here waiting to come right into you. And it can't because you don't do any action. So action is an essential component. But without that alignment, nothing happens. Maybe you've been searching for this secret sauce, you know, like there's some amazing strategy that if you just had that or some magic funnel, like if you just figured out how to do this, I don't know, 20-step funnel, then you can earn abundance and magic will happen. Or maybe the other way, maybe you were looking for like some magic words or initiation or activation or visualization or like yet another vision board. All those things, they are tools and they're great tools. I have nothing against vision boards, but by themselves without that internal alignment, when you own your soul work, when you know it's your divine birthright to be abundant now, not in some future when you finally get to it and you earn it and you've done all the right freaking things. But now, without that, none of those amazing tools actually do anything. This is why I get clients when they come to me, there's always like, well, I've done this strategy, I've done this thing, and I had this coach who I've done this, and maybe like they've been to therapy and they process some things, and then they told like, now I will be there, and I'm not. Well, that's because you're trying to earn it. You can't earn something that is given. You, in fact, sabotage the getting by trying to earn. That's a really important piece to get internally. You must be crazy intuitive person, right? Like if you're watching me, you're probably the type that like you get your inner compass there pointing in the right direction. So you sense things, you know things, you internally feel what's right for you and why it is so and what you need to kind of like act on and what you should not act on. You know your inner timing. But what I see a lot is that in business, that gets ignored. It's like, oh, over here in my life, I'm super intuitive and, you know, crazy sensitive and really able to tune in. But over here in my business, oh, I need some cookie cutter strategy that's going to get me to multiple six figures. And it's like, that's not how it works. There's not two separate worlds of your personal life and the business over here. You and the business are, in a sense, kind of like part of each other. Of course, business is separate than you, obviously, but it's an extension of you. It's something that is naturally a continuation of you. If you are aligned, so will be your business. If you're intuitive and you use that intuition consciously, correctly in your business will be actually pretty intuitively navigated. It still needs linear strategies, but what is the drive behind the strategy? What happens a lot of times is that when you are an intuitive person, you are a sensitive person, and then you kind of ignore that in your business because you don't trust that in the business, there's some authority issue in, you know, like, oh, for business, you got to like really need to know something. But intuition for like your family or your health or, you know, some actions in your life, that's cool. But in the business, like, oh, no, I don't know enough. So you may be not putting your intuition into your business correctly. But if you're the type that I was just describing that you actually know you're meant for greater things and you want to achieve this multi-level success and influence a lot of people and really change this world and bring incredible something, your gifts here, and generate a lot of money doing it, well, then the action is required. But then what's driving that action? A lot of times, if you ignore your intuition, the action is driven more like by fitting yourself or contorting yourself into some strategy that you got from some free gift or some class or a coach or whatever, and it's not tailor-made for you. It's more like a mold that somebody else cookie cutter template made. You got that thinking like, okay, this is going to help me, and now you're trying to fit it in, and it's like an outfit that doesn't fit, and it's painful, and then it feels like you're doing things that are not natural for you. That's why so many coaches actually end up not creating the type of income that they desire in their business because they feel like the things that they have to do together, they don't want to do. And there is a line there, like business, there are some things we do that we don't always want to do. That's just part of being a responsible human being that runs a business. But if you know how to navigate overall the correct flow of your business so that it is tailored to your internal needs, now you're actually creating that magic of manifestation within your business because you're able to bring through components that are beyond the linear thinking, that are beyond the linear strategy, while at the same time having a solid business strategy. So you don't have to get frustrated trying to fit yourself into something that does not actually fit you, okay? And you know that if you just like got out of your own way, then magic will happen because you have this amazing message that you want to bring to the world, right? What is it that you're bringing to the world? What is your thing? The thing that you know that this is like in your heart of hearts that needs to come out. What is it that you're here for? So whatever that thing is that you know, or maybe sense, maybe you don't even have the correct words for it, but you kind of sense it, that's something that is so unique and amazing and meant to bring you further into the world and bring the world to you for it to get your amazing gift, that is meant to actually be shared with the world because you're here to change humanity. You're here to actually enhance this world and your gifts are needed now, not in some future, whatever you figure out how to earn abundance, but now. But you need to get paid well for your gifts, for delivering your gifts to the world in order to actually create a sustainable environment in which you can download more gifts, right? When we're in survival, try to be creative when you're, you know, worrying about where something is gonna come from, right? Like, oh, how do I get next client? Or anytime we get stuck in how do I get something I don't have? We actually sabotage manifestation of abundance that is your birthright, because now you're in scarcity trying to earn it. So as soon as we shift from this is already mine and now I do the action towards it from the correct place, but instead we're now in I don't have, how do I get? We're in scarcity. You can't download more gifts. That's also part of why you meant to get paid well for what you're bringing through, so that you're not in the turmoil of scarcity, but you're actually calm and present and excited. And that's the place from which you can create and innovate. It's not possible to innovate when you're in survival mode. It doesn't work like that. Human beings in survival mode only survive. Human beings that have survival taken care of and now have extra, that's the luxury part, like where more money is coming in, more wealth, more opportunities, more amazing clients, and you're being fed by that. You're in a flow of life. That's when you then create and innovate more, because now you're in the, it's called syntropy. You're in a syntropic flow of the universe. So for the ones of you who don't know me, I'm Eugenia Oganova. I am Wealth Energetics Business and Marketing Coach. So what that means is I literally do this with my clients. This is the magic that I do with my clients. I help you guys figure out how to align to your unique way, your soul design, how to save yourself years of pressure and forcing yourself into strategies that don't work for you, and instead actually align yourself with your natural way, with that abundance that is your birthright, with the wealth that you meant to have and the future that you want to create. And then from that place, act correctly so you can pull out from the quantum field to you the things that you need. So that way your business strategy, your marketing, and whatever else all are aligned with what you actually need for your own specific journey instead of some cookie cutter idea. We were talking about how your gifts are really needed in the world right now. That's another sort of proof you can think of, instead of like, well, wealth will happen someday when I earn it, or next level of my business will happen someday when I will do the right things, or when I will work hard enough, or whatever it is. In reality, your gifts are needed now. There are people who are literally waiting for you to bring through whatever it is that you meant to bring through and pay you for it. But you need to show up with that attitude. You need to show up with that alignment to really bring that through. Maybe you're the type that when you're kind of off, you overdo and micromanage, but it's not the correct soul aligned action. It's more like tweaking your website and rewriting your posts many, many, many times to make sure that it's perfect and really on point and all that. Maybe it's like checking all your stats or doing an extra funnel or whatever, even if there is no inflow, just because you are really just scared to fully show up. That happens when we have that energy going through us, like, okay, I need to do something, but there is a fear about actually fully showing up with your gift. So then you kind of like show up in this twisted way of micromanaging. And on the end, it just feels exhausting and you still don't really get the result that you want, even though it looks like you worked so hard that you supposedly earned your wealth and abundance, but it's still not there because the universe doesn't care that you worked really hard. All it gets is like, oh, okay, you want to work hard. Great. Manifesting is not about sitting in a meditation pose and just asking universe something. That's a new age, very old way of doing things, and none of that works. In business, what we're talking about when we're talking about soul aligned magic of your soul work coming through is actually about being aligned with the gift you meant to bring to the world, clearly, clearly articulating the value of that message so that your audience can understand it, utilizing your intuition and your natural way, your personality type, your archetypes, your soul design, and so on. If we think of manifesting in a business sense and in a consciousness sense, not the kind of fluffy new age version, then it's actually about in quantum field reality, in the possibility field, everything exists already. So the thing that you want is already there. So what we're talking about is how do we find within us something that matches that something and then do the correct steps to make that something be part of our life now. It's not about sitting and intending and hoping and wishing and giving your power away to something beyond and bigger that will maybe drop it on your lap. It doesn't work like that. That actually is one of the ways how we sabotage. In fact, being able to listen to the signs of how universe tells you things, being able to internally have that compass that helps you navigate and listen to that and apply it and then make your whole business strategy with that, of course, using some basic business and marketing tools that are necessary for business, but utilizing that higher part and having clarity as to the vision that you actually want to create, that's how we make happen, which is a manifestation, whatever it is that we desire. It's kind of like, think about it, pulling out of the quantum field of possibilities into material third dimension, something through your alignment, through your actions, through your internal cleaning up, and so on. It's not about just intend or make a vision board and it happens. Those are tools that could be part of the strategy or not. Like, I don't use vision boards, you know, and I'm very successful in business and manifesting what I want. So a lot of those things that are more personality preference as to which tools you use. Maybe you're the type that resists action. Maybe you just feel like, oh, I don't want all these cookie cutter strategies and I don't know what to do. So I'm just not going to do anything because I'm going to rebel against it. But then if you actually want the business, you end up doing things out of obligation because they still need to get done. That's an incorrect drive. That makes you then feel like you're forcing yourself doing something that kind of doesn't really work for you. The reason that all of this is happening is because you're trying to grow your business through the linear steps only. And if we want to manifest the magic, if we want to bring that soul work into the third dimension, there is definitely a linear component, but there's also the non-linear, a whole other side. Imagine that you stop second-guessing yourself. Imagine that you like internally stop hiding and stop avoiding the necessary action and because you're afraid to get trapped and whatever. And instead, you actually show up with that internal soul aligned action and internal beingness in the right way. You're attracting then whatever you desire. Imagine how amazing that would feel, right? Because now you're not forcing yourself into doing something. You have the correct internal motivators. You discover and activate that hidden motivational drive that gets you spring into action with excitement and tons of energy and able to say exactly what you need to say because the energy is going through you. You're plugged into the universe. You're not overthinking it anymore. It's not just from your mind. At that place, you're actually in the natural flow and it feels awesome. And then you're, you know, not pushing forward with all that pressure and anything, but instead you're actually kind of like naturally listening and being guided and choosing to make steps to meet the signs that the universe is giving you in order to make that next step. And there's also a component there of healing some of the inner wounds that are in a way. That's what people call the inner child. So knowing how to correctly interact with that part of you so that it is actually your ally in getting where you want to get to instead of sabotaging you, that's also a really, really important component. And that you are activating the faith in your soul work. That like whatever it is that you're meant to do, you have a really strong internal imprint of faith towards that, that that will succeed. That is your destiny and you cannot miss your own destiny. Like you can't be late to your own party. That way you make the correct steps that help you adjust your quantum creation process to really leap your business to the next level, not through mental overthinking, but by strategy that is aligned with what you're trying to create. So this magic stuff is exactly what I teach my clients. Like, I would love to show you how quantum attraction works. This is like from 20 plus years now of working with clients. I know that none of the typical cookie cutter business or marketing strategies, no matter how awesome they are, will work without some of this internal manifestation shifts that actually fuel correctly those strategies. No business strategy alone works. It requires these other components. Join me for my quantum attraction, and I'm going to show you exactly these components. Like, I'm going to teach you my two signature manifestation shifts that you need in order to attract more premium clients clients, more wealth, more opportunities, like all these amazing things that you want the magic to show up sort of in your life. Well, I will show you how to make that happen without pressure, without forcing, so that it feels natural and that you actually know what the steps are. We will look at the linear creation, which is a step-by-step processes, but we will also look at the non-linear creation, which is the pretty much the quantum creation principles of how the universe works. So it's very practical. It's actually going to give you something that you can apply like right away to help you quantum leap your business. So definitely join me to Quantum Attraction. The link is in description. You don't have to wait years to make something happen because your gifts are needed now, which means the thing that you want is also available now. And it is possible to make that happen if you are aligned. In my Quantum Attraction, you will activate that correct soul drive that keeps you motivated in the correct way to allow you to show up and fully open to receive whatever universe has for you and clean up what's in the way of that receiving so you can actually bring that in, which is awesome because a lot of times receiving is actually the problem. You know, that there's all this amazing stuff waiting for us because it's like we did an action and then the action brought this, but then if we don't let it in, it does not become part of our reality. So working on receiving. Also, the knowledge of where the next step comes from is really important. I will teach you how to identify what that is so that you know what to do, not just by mentally, analytically calculating it. That way you can fuel your quantum creation, like whatever it is that you want in your business, and you learn to properly parent that inner child so that she can heal, but also propel you forward, actually be your ally. And so that you can remain soul aligned at all times, you know, so that you don't sabotage your own follow through on the choices you made. It's your time. Like, this is your time. Your time is now. Your gifts are needed right now. It's time to fully show up. It's time to receive all this amazing stuff that's meant to be yours and to bring your gift here. The world really needs us right now. So in my Quantum Attraction, I will show you pieces of the puzzle that you probably are missing right now, those two manifestation shifts that if you just adjusted that in your business, you will have much better results from probably the things you're already doing and maybe some things you're not doing. So then you learn what you can do to really, really support your movement in the direction of what you have envisioned for yourself. I'm so excited to teach you the quantum attraction principles that are foundational in being able to create magic in your business and clean up the sabotage that might be in the way. And that way, literally bring whatever that amazing soul work you meant to bring into this world here and share it with the people correctly while getting paid well for it. What you really need is the soul aligned strategy. It's a business strategy, marketing strategy that is aligned to who you are and the ability to clearly articulate the value of your work. Because if you want people to understand what your gift is in order to purchase it and desire to want to work with you, right? That means that they have to clearly understand why. And it's not just the messaging. I mean, messaging is part of it, but a lot of it is also internally really owning your soul expertise, really knowing and fully owning the value of what you bring that might not be very tangible, not something that's very obvious, but all the rest of it that you also bring to your clients. You know you do. That's why they're having the amazing result. That's why they're writing you love notes. Well, being able to clearly articulate that and add that into your messaging so that that becomes part of your marketing strategy is another component of what you need. And the third piece is, of course, the principles of quantum creation so that you are able to utilize that nonlinear creation of reality. So that you're able to not just do the business strategy that is tailor-made to you, but in addition to it, listen to your intuition, have the correct timing, know how to be fully aligned with your soul work, and then have a correct drive for whatever things that you want to create in your business. Those are the pieces that I literally teach my clients. Like, this is what I do. As a business strategist, I help you align to what you're meant to do. And then we design the entire strategy for you based on that, on your soul design. That way, there's no more cookie cutter stuff. There are some basic principles that everyone should know to have a successful business. But those principles are necessary only as a kind of a background foundation. But which of the components do you pick to assemble your own strategy? That is actually the key in having a successful and sustainable business. Because if you are not aligned internally and whatever steps you're taking are not actually aligned with you, you're not going to be able to continue them. You're going to burn out. And this is what unfortunately happens so many times. So what I help my clients is to create that specific internal strategy and external strategy, business, marketing, messaging, positioning, all of that on the strategy side, but also internally, how to deal with your inner child, how to process correctly the things that show up, how to deal with the periods of darkness, which are the complicated, difficult times in a business that occur every time you create a leap to the next level, how to actually scale correctly that it is sustainable and is not something that your body will rebel against, but instead actually feel supported. If you are a person who is highly self-aware, like you've done enough of your own internal work and you understand your own patterns and all of that, but you crave support and you want simplicity, you're tired of all this, too many things and like, oh, I need to process this, process that, and then somehow I'm going to get there when everything is processed. You don't have to be perfect to be wealthy. You don't have to be absolutely processed all your issues in order to have premium clients. Like, you don't need all of that. You do need to do those things for personal development's sake, because that's what changes your frequency, absolutely. But they are not linearly connected to you then having clients or money or whatever you want to create. Those things actually connect differently, which is what I teach my clients how to do. So if you're that kind of person, if you know that what you're doing is your soul work, like you're not just selling some product, whatever, that you purchase somewhere. You're actually teaching from the heart. You're actually delivering whatever it is that in your being, in your soul, down here into this reality for the people. So you are living and doing your soul work. But you're recognizing that you probably need to clarify your messaging, and chances are you're not quite positioning yourself correctly and maybe getting lost in the noise. You already have paying clients, like you're already generating income from the paying clients and having good results. Maybe you have some packages that are higher end packages, like, 3,000, 5,000, 10,000, 20,000, like you already have something like that, but you want to quantum leap your business. You want to scale. You want to make that next step. You want to stabilize even at some mark that is important to you. Maybe you've been generating, 3,000, 5,000, something like that a month. And sometimes if you do a launch or something, maybe you generate 10, 15, 20, and you want to kind of stabilize your business at 10 or something like that and then grow further. That's also like not everybody wants to leap from here to a million. Some clients actually desire to create a stability and anchor and then go to the next level once they fully own that specific area. That is okay too. So if that's something that you want, if you have some online presence, so that you're not like fighting social media, but you recognize that that is a part of the 21st century of how we actually interact with the world. And you have presence there. You've been posting, you've been showing up. You know how to pull in paying clients through the social media. And you want maybe more higher level clients. Maybe you want to adjust your messaging. Maybe you want to actually figure out how to post that is converting and creating something that you want, because what you have been doing doesn't work as well. But you do have some online presence and you understand how that system works. And you're ready to up level your business skills, that you understand that, okay, I have some gaps here. That's just very common, especially in coaches that are in personal transformation niche or spiritual or healing or something like that, that a lot of times there is like huge expertise in what in your being how to do. And then in business, there are gaps. Like, oh, I took class for this. Oh, I kind of know how to make that. Like, oh, I know how to do this. But there is no overarching strategy and there are a lot of gaps in business skills. So if you know that you want to attract that next level for your business, business skills is actually sort of component of getting there. And you know that you want the support that fits you and the coach that actually gets you. I'm clairvoyant, so this is part of my magic, is that when I interact with people, I actually see their potential. I actually can read their system and utilize all of that to help with the business strategy, with the marketing, with the messaging. And I'm a very practical person. I'm one of those unique people who have a superpower of matching something that's multidimensional and really out there to something that's super practical and down here. And the same thing, of course, translates then for your business. Like, how do you land this big, multidimensional, amazing message, something that maybe for you is just a feeling, into words, into linear strategy, into delivering to your clients and getting paid for it? If you're craving the support from a coach that can actually get you and see you and understand the thing you're trying to land here and not try to simplify that and say like, nobody will buy that, instead sell this, but instead work with you about like, okay, we want to land this multidimensional starship into the third dimension. Great. Let's go. Let's figure out how to make that happen. Like, I'm a great ally in that. I work with people who are super conscious, super self-aware. They already internally get that. They have sensitivity that's multidimensional. But quite often, they have difficulty with this reality. They have difficulty with strategy, have difficulty with like how to organize it all into something that makes sense and how to talk about it. And that's part of my gift, is that I help you translate it into something that does make sense. And you're ready to shed the limitations. Like, you're not going to be like, oh, I want to keep my limitations and somehow get to the next level. Like, you're totally like, okay, I'm done with this. I want to go. I want to get to that next place where I'm fully living my soul work, when I'm delivering my message, when I'm loving my life from that place, and I'm getting paid well for it. And I'm willing to clean up whatever is in the way. So if you're that kind of a person, then I totally invite you to apply to work with me, because this is literally the type of a person I help. I find that people who are conscious and spiritual and who are running a business have very specific issues and business misalignments and problems that are not typically solvable by hiring a business coach or marketing coach or copy coach, because all of that limits the amazingness of that person into something that's very small. And usually, you know, if you hire, let's say, a healer or somebody who's more in the area that's not a strategist, that might be nice for you, but it's not going to necessarily help the business. So what I do is I bring those two worlds together. I actually can understand all of this higher dimensional stuff and get what you're trying to bring with your clients and work through and so on. And I know how to, you know, put it in a business strategy, marketing strategy, how to help you position in the marketplace so that you actually stand out and that you're unique and all of that. So if you're that type of person, definitely apply to work with me. We'll set up a free call. It's a business soul strategy call where we will look at your situation. I will tell you what's off, what needs to be adjusted so that you can get from here to where you actually want to be going. And then we'll see how I specifically can help you if we decide to work together. That's a free, no obligation call. I would love to look at your business and tell you if you qualify to be in one of my programs. You read or heard the pre-qualifiers here that I was talking about. Those are kind of the main pieces, that you already have some business, you already seeing some paying clients, you have some social media presence, you are a conscious person. All the rest of it, depending on the level of your business, I have some clients who make hundreds of thousands a month, and some clients who are just starting their business and they're like between 3 and 10,000 a month. You need to be not completely new and like, I don't know what to do. I need to figure out. Like, I already need you to know that in order for us to then clarify it further and go further. But if you are that kind of person, I am so happy to help you. This is why I'm here on this planet, to really bring those two worlds together and help amazing light workers to truly be the leaders that they meant to be. So you're, as a coach, as a healer, as a personal transformation expert, you can make the difference that you meant to make by fully living your soul work. Your gifts are needed now. So link is in description. Set up that free conversation with me. I would love to talk to you, and we'll see where it goes. Okay, my love to you. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Eugenia Oganova on a Mission. Want to know more? Check out my websites, transcensiongate.com, for my books, courses, and for the Transcension School to advance your consciousness and personal mastery, and eugeniaoganova.com for advice on how to sustainably create, grow, and scale your business by aligning with your unique soul design. Are you the type of person who loves to help? If you got something out of this episode, I would love for you to share this on the social media, to shout us out on the Facebook and Insta at Eugenia Oganova. To make sure that you don't miss any episodes, go ahead and subscribe right now. And your ratings and reviews go a long way to help promote the show. It means a lot. So thank you so much for being here, and I will see you next time.